This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta come. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour,
cut him down.
We're going to be looking at what happened with Hurricane Irma. Leanne McAdoo has got a bunch of B-roll she herself shot. In the aftermath of that, watching the bay at Tampa pulled out to sea, seeing the store shelves empty. What's happened now that the storm has left? Well, we know the real crisis and the looting and all the rest of it has just begun. So that's all coming up. But first, in the next segment, I'm going to focus and I'm going to lay out the different avenues of DACA and what Trump's supposed compromise signals. But he hasn't done it yet. The question is, what will it do if conservatives desert the president, just like the Republican Party establishment did? Well, that will put the Democrats more in the catbird seat. And we can thank the Republican establishment, not just for Obamacare or open borders or all the rest of it, but for Trump via survival mechanism being driven over there. Now, he always said that if you could really prove somebody'd been here and had a job and had a college degree and really did get here when they were 3 years old or whatever, there should be an avenue. But they're making full-grown adults who just got here legal, and this is a backdoor amnesty that Obama signed by executive order, so it's unconstitutional outside of law, just like the TPP. So Trump was right to kill DACA because it was a fraud. But then what do you do about all the people here that have really been here 20, 30 years? Trump, the truth is, never really waffled on that. But it's all about optics, so we'll discuss that coming up. And I want to ask folks where they think that's going. I know we've got loaded phone lines. We've got Paul and Dennis and Mike and Colin Glenn. So I'll recap where I think we are, go over some of the news articles dealing with that, and then go to your phone calls when we start the next segment. I'll also get into Anthony Bourdain, would serve poison if asked to cater for Trump, or Kim Jong-un, who the Democrats armed. We have another report here dealing with BLM and their latest activities I'm going to be getting to. We also have Trump speaks to press gaggle on DACA and the wall. And Tucker Carlson, when we come back, I'm going to play the clip, says Trump gets nothing with the Dems' DACA deal. Well, again, he hasn't done that deal yet. The Democrats are telling us that. That Trump has tweeted something entirely different, saying, of course I'll do a deal. If they have a real bill that I can look at, I may look at that deal. Doesn't mean I'm going to do that deal, but I'm not going to let Obama outside the White House rule by an old executive order he put in that's unconstitutional. So that's all coming up in your phone calls. We have Glenn in Australia. I'll get to him first. Then Kyle is calling from California, Mike in California, Dennis in California, and Paul in Virginia and others. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And then the other big question, The Rock has basically filed for president. He hasn't basically, it says he has, a month ago. And I've talked to folks that know The Rock, and they say that he's a patriot and just a regular, you know, Americana-type guy. Kind of a blue-collar slash almost a billionaire now from his own success, who's an Americana guy. So if Trump goes sideways, do we draft Dwayne Johnson to defeat the demon? That's right. Mark Zuckerberg, who says his users that trust him are dumb effers. Stay with us.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
MyCoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of MyCoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. MyCoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MyCoZX, InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We're now into the second hour. Thank you for joining us on this Global Friday edition, September 15th, 2017. We've seen a big tube train bombing that's injured 22 plus people. Many of them burned head to toe, including children. And the Islamic mayor of London Stand, says, get used to it. That's a quote. It's no big deal. Hammered attacks, screaming Allah Akbar, police being stabbed in London, in Paris, other attacks. It's all part of the cultural enrichment program that's enriched the Middle East, North Africa, Central Asia, and enriched 140 million dead Hindus in India killed by Islam. It's almost as enriching as cancer. Women wearing hoods on their heads, having their genitals cut off, being in chains. Linda Saussure is the sex symbol of the Democratic Party. That's all coming up. And we've got another missile test by the North Korean dictator with missiles and fissile material given to them by the Clinton administration years ago, firing another ICBM right over Japan. That's coming up. The Rock, more and more, is preparing to run for president if Trump goes sideways. We've got news on that. I want to go to your phone calls here on all these subjects, but let me give you the bottom line on DACA. Trump has always been transparent on immigration. He wants a fast track for people that are here legally and here doing jobs that other Americans don't want to do. But he does not want to just issue endless visas to undermine our high-tech and factory workers to bring in foreign populations doing it for a fraction of the price. He's not for driving down the ceiling of what workers are paid. He was against NAFTA and GATT. He's pulled us out of the TPP. He's deliberate on the economy and so many other things. Now, on the subject of DACA, if you actually listen to what he said verbally yesterday in Florida and in tweets yesterday and the day before and today, he said, listen, I'm in negotiations about the type of bills that I would support. But first, I want a bill. I don't want executive orders. Obama just said anybody that's here that says that they were here since they were a kid, even if they've been deported over and over again and are criminals and can't prove that they were here before, are legalized. It's blanket amnesty, and I'm not for that. But he said, yeah, we need green cards for migrant farm workers, but also for people that can be proven that they've been here for most of their lives, and they have jobs, they have degrees, they pay taxes. There should be a system to fast track for the immigration services to give them green cards. I would agree to that. That's what he said 2 years ago. It's what he said a year ago. But see, I'm a policy wonk. I actually look at what he said and what he did. So they come out and say, Trump's betraying us on this. Trump's betraying us on that. It's a bunch of drama queens on the so-called right who want a virtue signal that they are the purest and they are the best. And look, I like Pat Buchanan. I like others. But Buchanan just last week was saying Trump is such a genius going around the Republicans to raise the debt limit because they intended to embarrass him and then lower our debt rating with Standard & Poor's and Moody's and Barron's, and then that would bring us into a depression. And, you know, he didn't create the debt limit, so he's got to get the tax cuts first, and we've got to repeal Obamacare before we can do that, and then we can fix the debt. But if we don't up the debt now, we'll get a bad credit rating. Yes, Buchanan, you're right. They were setting Trump up with problems they created. If he wasn't trying to get tax cuts, if he hadn't cut the regulations, if the stock market wasn't up $4 trillion or almost $4 trillion, if there wasn't hundreds of billions of dollars in new jobs, if he wasn't trying to do all that and killing TPP and killing carbon taxes, then I'd say I didn't trust him. But yeah, we don't need that battle with two hurricanes right now and all the rest of it suddenly and a government shutdown they blame on Trump while George Soros wants a civil war. But then the trap is the media then went, oh, look, he sold out. Look, he sold out to the Democrats. They're in charge now. And people like Schumer and others that just want power more than anything in the world, they really believe it's happening. But notice CNN, MSNBC, they're all Mueller. They want impeachment. They want arrest. They want death. The president should know they're never going to back off. And he knows that. What he's really doing is things are deadlocked. That's normally good, but we're trying to repeal stuff, so now it's bad. The Republican Party won't even meet with him. So he says, okay, I'm going to shake things up. I'm going to get your constituents upset. And so he starts going into negotiations, but then he's clear in tweets and in speeches that we're going to have surveillance of it. We're going to know who they are. We're going to give green cards to people that have really been here 20, 30 years or who are kids here. And what do you expect them to actually deport? They've already had record deportations in 8 months. They've already got a 68% reduction in new people coming across. I mean, they're going after the criminals. They're rounding up MS-13. They're rounding up the drug gangs. I mean, they're just SWAT teaming them. They've got military involved, which is not even really constitutional, but they can say it's national security because it's foreigners. I mean, Trump's got deep state rounding folks up. I'm not going to get into the stuff I know, but believe it. They've got the CIA involved domestically doing it. I mean, believe me, you want the people that are felons or criminals or child molesters or kidnappers or drug dealers removed? Trump is doing it. And boy, if somebody reaches for the gun, they're smoked. I mean, they are laying the bodies on the ground. Trump is kicking MS-13 and the drug cartels out of the United States. This is not going to be a drug war like Mexico. So you want to break the policy of Obama and the globalists, deindustrializing and causing civil wars and bringing in drug gangs? It's over. And quite frankly, I'm telling you the skinny of what's really going on is that that whole plan to destabilize the country is over. Trump is stabilizing it with the U.S. military and mercenaries You don't want to call them mercenaries. They're contractors doing the government's bidding, but you can say what you want. Interchangeable names. That's going on right now. So he's doing what he said. But he said he loves people that are 20, 30 years old that are in college or whatever and got there when they were 2 years old or whatever. You obviously can't kick them out. You got to give them a green card, fast track to citizenship. So he always said he would do that. The media misrepresented that he wanted to chip everybody 100% out. And so now they're saying, oh, and he didn't want a wall either. They've already started the wall in Texas, Arizona, and California. Has he gotten the border wall money fully for it yet? No. But he has to get this deal on DACA, like they always said, to clean up the law so you can then move forward on who can be here and who can't be here. But what Trump's doing behind the scenes to illegals is a little bit actually close to what Nancy Pelosi said about concentration camps. It's not concentration camps, it's internment and it's deportation. So what he's doing behind the scenes is so hardcore against criminals that you could actually begin to argue a little bit of truth came out of her mouth. So now that he's brought the pressure to bear, he's pulling back now and saying people that aren't criminals, they can stay. And that's what Trump's been clear on. Now, if everybody deserts Trump, that leaves a vacuum for him to go more over to the Democrats and truly scuttle things. And Trump as an enemy in the White House would not be a good situation, would it? So let's watch what's happening. Let's be aware. Let's thank God Hillary isn't in. Let's thank God Trump did all these wonderful things previously. And let's hope he continues to do them and put pressure on him. If they blackmailed him or drugged him or whatever the case is, and he really starts going sideways, we have to start moving forward to accelerate an even bigger mainline patriot libertarian win so that we're mainline in the Republican Party and that we kick out the old mainline blue bloods. But mainline nationalism, patriotism, sovereignty, anti-globalism, which we're so close, that's why they're so scared, take over the Republican Party, kick out the blue bloods. And then if Trump really has gone sideways, throw him overboard and put in somebody like The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, to execute the operation. And believe me, we can do it. We've already put Trump in there. We can do anything we want because the Democrats are hated. The Republican Party's weak and hated. Hollywood's hated. The mainstream media's hated. And all people with thinking brains have to do is come in and take the country away from the folks that don't want free market and the folks that don't want a future. It's up to you. But Trump's a good guy. He wants to do a good job. He knows what he's doing. And he's simply bringing political pressure to bear on the Republican Party to stop stonewalling him and blocking the agenda. Let's go ahead and go to a clip from the president yesterday saying basically what I just said.
We're not looking at citizenship. We're not looking at amnesty. We're looking at allowing people to stay here. We're working with everybody, Republican. We're working with Democrat. I just spoke with Paul Ryan. He's on board. Everybody's on board. They want to do something. We're not talking about amnesty. We're talking about taking care of people. People that were brought here, people that have done a good job and were not brought here of their own volition. But very importantly, what we want, we have to have a wall. If the wall is going to be obstructed when we need the funds at a little bit later date, we'll be determining how much we need, then we're not doing anything.
Right, what do you say, Mr. President, to Steve King, who says that the promises can't be believed? And what do you say to Senator Charles Grassley, who said you undercut what he's doing in the Judiciary Committee by talking with Pelosi and Schumer last night about all that?
No, what we're doing is we're doing it in conjunction with the Republicans. We have a very, very good relationship with a lot of people. A lot of people want this to happen. They expect it to happen. And we'll see if it happens. But we'll only do it if we get extreme security, if we get not only surveillance, but everything that goes along with surveillance. And ultimately, we have to have the wall. If we don't have the wall, we're doing nothing.
Why did the Democrats say there was a deal at dinner?
There was no deal. They didn't say they had a deal. In fact, they just put out a statement. They didn't say that at all.
Mr. President, if Republicans aren't able to get something in 6 months, will you continue the DACA program on your
own? Well, we'll talk about that, but I think a deal will be made before 6 months.
Okay, that's enough. So there you go. There is no deal in the last 3 days. It's a hoax. It's a lie. It's a big freakout. Trump's saying, go back to Congress, create a law, reform it for real, fix it, kick the hardened criminals out, give folks green cards that have been here decades, legally. with a fast track toward citizenship. It's totally reasonable, and it's the opposite of what everybody's saying and burning their Trump hats.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at powerprepper.com, powerprepper.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor and active shooter kits for $129.90 delivered. Check out the promotion sales tab at kdarmor.com, CADIarmor.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
All right, we got Glenn in Australia, Kyle in California, and many others patiently holding. We're going to your calls right now. I'm glad we got Trump in. The globalists hate him. They're trying to kill him. They're trying to remove him. And what he's doing on DACA is what he said he would always do. He said he would kill it because Obama is the one that signed it as an executive order, and Trump removed it a week and a half ago. Has anybody forgotten that? He did what he said he'd do. And then they'd misrepresent and say he hates Hispanics, he hates Mexicans, he wants to deport everybody. He never said that. The media said that. And then I guess some conservatives believe what the media said and then basically are projecting it on Trump. And I'm not here defending Trump. I don't care. Trump goes sideways, I'm going to tear into him. That hasn't happened yet. Now, we'll see what he does. If he suddenly comes out with an executive order next week, then that'd be a big flip-flop. But it hadn't happened. So that's where I'm at on this. I want to hear what you have to say about the terror attacks in London, the new ICBM test by North Korea, the aftermath of Irma. Let's go to Glenn in Australia. Glenn, you're on the air. What do you think?
Hey, Alex, how you going? Real treat to get to talk to you.
It's awesome to talk to you too, brother.
I'm calling from Australia. I've been listening to you for over 15 years. I use a bunch of products, Super Blue, Knockout, Micah ZX, Brain Force, etc. I got a couple of comments, one on terrorism and one on Donald Trump. Just before I do, I just wanted to ask you, I've been lecturing in personal freedom, personal development, marketing for over 30 years, and I'm going to be in Texas from the 20th to the 25th of September, and I've been trying to email. I've emailed like five different addresses, and I haven't been able to get through to you. So I was just wondering if there's an email address I can reach you on.
Yes, showtips at InfoWars.com. We get thousands a day. Folks scan over them. Just keep hammering, Glenn. I'd love to, hopefully have you or somebody else on air, but we'll see, Glenn. What do you think about the terrorism?
Cool. Yeah, would love to meet you. One is, I just wanted to mention, there's a Muslim in Australia. His name is Imam Tawhidi, T-A-W-H-I-D-I. You can Google him. There's stacks of clips of him on YouTube. And he's probably the most enlightened Islamic scholar that I have ever heard on media. And he makes a claim that the second most holy book in Islam after the Quran, which is in almost every house of every Muslim in the world, should be banned. And he said it contains all of the ingredients for Islamic terrorism, all of the instructions, or everything related to...
No, I'm fully aware of who Imam Tawhidi is. I want to get him on the broadcast. Absolutely. You can read what's in the Quran for yourself. I mean, people keep calling it Islamophobic. Well, then the Quran itself is Islamophobic.
Yes, absolutely. So that's one. So you know about him, that's great. The other thing I wanted to mention is I've been calling for over a year. It's the first time I've gotten through, so I'm really excited. I wanted to ask this question of Roger Stone, and that is, we all know that there are death threats against people in power who they want to silence. And I'm just wondering, is Trump's family his biggest Achilles heel? Is there a chance that things have been said, basically, if you don't do what we say, we'll kill your whole family?
Well, there's no doubt. They threaten his family in public. They threaten them when they're in public. They threaten them on airplanes. They threaten them on the street. They're going after all his businesses. They're going after all his renters. They're going after his golf course members. This is a full-on mass Democratic Party stalking, with the Democrats sending their people to kill and shoot folks, congressmen, you name it. So absolutely, Trump is under mega attack. But I haven't seen him sell us out or go sideways yet. I just see the media saying he agreed to sign an order to put DACA back in. And all he said is that I want to see a bill in Congress. And I'd be open for people to get green cards that have been here for a long time who actually have been here not committing crimes. But people that have committed crimes, other crimes, you're out. I appreciate your call. Speaking of threats of violence, here's Anthony Bourdieu. He would serve poison if asked to cater for Trump or Kim Jong-un. So here it is. That was kind of cool. I guess we got Alvin and the Chipmunks here with us occasionally. Hey, second's the charm. Let's go out to break with Anthony Bourdieu. Here it is.
And Kim Jong-un, we're going to have a bit of a summit to try and mend relations. And they want to adjudicate us.
Oh, Anthony Bourdieu's so cool. Oh my gosh. He's so cultured. He's so awesome. So original.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are back live. Your phone calls are coming up. Scott, Mike, Dennis, Paul, and others. We're going to be going to you here in a few minutes. Most of you want to talk about the terrorism that hit, again, the gift of Islam. The Rock's registered to run for president. Is it a stunt? Is he a conservative, a libertarian, a communist? Word is he's a patriot. We'll be talking about that some as well. Scott, Massachusetts, thinks that Trump is sold out. Mike in California thinks it's doublespeak. Dennis in California thinks that he wants to comment on Trump and The Rock. Paul wants to talk terrorism. Jeremy wants to talk Trump and DACA. But I want to be clear. So I see one caller saying doublespeak. I'm going to go to him in a minute and Leanne McAdoo. I'm not engaged in doublespeak. If Trump says he's going to kill DACA, that Obama signs an executive order, and he kills that executive order, he killed that DACA. Then he says, Congress, it's up to you to repeal any of this garbage for real and to reform immigration. I don't want felons and criminals and scumbags here. If somebody can prove they've been here a long time and haven't been criminals and have jobs or in college, give them a green card. Okay, that's not amnesty. That is a way to become a citizen. But I guess you could argue that if somebody was here illegally, period, whether they were 2 years old or not, get them out. The Democrats are using it as a political weapon. The Republicans want the cheap labor. Trump's actually trying to secure the border, fix the situation, and deport people that are actual criminals. When I say criminals, I mean criminals other than the fact that they're here illegally. And that's what he always said he wanted to do. But some people say that I'm engaged in doublespeak. Okay, then let's say we get rid of our support for Trump. Then he goes for the Democrats more, and then all the big gains we've had on the economy, on the Second Amendment, on the borders, that all just goes away. What, Hillary Clinton? Maybe we just remove Trump and put Hillary in. Say she won. I say we keep getting Freedom Caucus folks elected. We take over the Republican Party and we reverse this whole thing. We have gained so much. I say we prosecute these cities through state and federal laws in Maryland and in California, where they've got scores of towns legalizing illegal aliens voting and becoming police officers. There's a total globalist revolution against our sovereignty. They play on our heartstrings to act like it's bad to have any sovereignty. So I get getting tough and deporting folks that are here illegally. We put out the music video with Motley Crue, you know, Home Sweet Home. Harrison put videos showing people getting deported. I believe we should fly in the face of the political correctness. I can't go to Mexico and stay there illegally. They'll deport me as well. But at the same time, tens of thousands of people here who really have been here since they're 2 years old, who really are going to college, who really are, for all intents and purposes, Americans, sure, let them go get a green card. Is that betrayal? Scott says Trump sold out. Mike says it's doublespeak. We're going to take those and go to Leanne and then take more calls. Mike, is that doublespeak from California?
No, no, you're not doublespeak. Trump's not doublespeak. Pelosi is doublespeak.
Explain to me how.
Well, she's an Android, but, you know, when she says something, she's talking to people in a way that's manipulative. So all these other people are talking about our country in a way that's not actually what they're saying is, like they're saying is good, but they're actually saying something that's detrimental. So that's doublespeak. They're against Trump, like you said. They're basically trying to bash him. But this whole thing is media mind manipulation. And they go for, you know, whatever they can do to manipulate everybody with this double talk.
No, no, I agree, and I appreciate your call, Mike. They're saying Trump is going to betray us on DACA when he already killed the executive order and stopped it and says to Congress, now fix it. And they go, oh, you mean bring it back? And he goes, just show me a bill. The American people in Congress, get in there, lobby. He's telling the American people, produce a bill, produce a law. Scott in Massachusetts, you're on the air. You say Trump is sold out.
Hello, Mr. Jones. He sold out this way. No Mexico wall, no DACA, no infrastructure, no millions of jobs created. Look, he's caved into George Soros, who was behind it all. Soros is an evil international Jewish banker, communist, and fifth columnist who is determined to make America a communist nation. He's joined by Charles Schumer, Adam Schiff, Bernie Sanders, and Dianne Feinstein, who are more Jewish communists who want to destroy America. You got Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan, who are Gentile fronts. You got Michael Bloomberg, Jewish media mogul, and former communist mayor of New York City. You got the Sulzberger family, who owns the communist and Jewish New York Times. So he's caved into all the Jews who run America. And not only that, now you got Jared Kushner, his son-in-law, who was the Orthodox Jew. He's
sure, sure, sure. I got. Let me ask you a question. Why then, if this is all Jewish run, are the same folks trying to overthrow Benjamin Netanyahu? And why is the media, if Trump's this puppet, why are they trying to destroy him?
They're trying to destroy Trump because he's an end to their means. They want world domination. And there's three titanic struggles going on in the world now between international Jewish finance, international Jewish communism, and international Jewish Zionism. And America is run by the Jews. And when I mean that, I mean Wall Street's controlled by the Jews. The media's controlled by the Jews. Hollywood's controlled by the Jews.
So you're saying the only conflict in the world is Jews fighting with each other?
Basically, for world domination, and they want to destroy the Gentile civilization. And if you don't believe me, read the protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, which, by the way, is not a forgery. It's absolutely authentic because Henry Ford published it in the International Jew during the 1920s, and Adolf Hitler said that it was true for the simple reason that because the Jews objected to it and hated it, so it had to be true. Hello?
I mean, you do know that, like, Jews, like any other group, have diverse political views, right?
Jews, they have different views. They're not a religion, they're a race. But they want, there's international Jews, as Henry Ford had said, and they want mastery over the world, control the world. And that's what they're doing now, Mr. Jones. And this is not a conspiracy.
All right. What, I don't even know what to say to all this. I mean, look, you got a bunch of different special interests. Where are the communist Chinese in all this? Where's the Pope in all this? There's all these different power structures. They all want world government because they want control of it. We've got technocracy. We've got nanotech. We've got singularities. We've got all this stuff happening. And you've got Black Lives Matter thinking it's all the white people that are the enemy. And then you got all the white supremacist groups. It's just a big mess. Can't we just have like a free market culture and believe in Americana and just bring us all together?
You mentioned communism, well, the Chinese. Communism was invented by Karl Marx. Karl Marx was a German Jew. The Russian Revolution in 1917, the Tsar was overthrown in 1917 by Leon Trotsky. It was financed by Jacob Schiff, who owned Kuhn Loeb and Company. The Jews have always been behind all the world's wars and revolutions. Read any history book. That's why they've been thrown out of every country in the world.
Let me ask you a question. Didn't Hitler go into Danzig and the Sudetenland and into Austria and then into Poland and Czechoslovakia and France and then Russia? I mean, that was – Hitler did go into North Africa, right?
Yes. He was fighting international Jewry. That's what national –
But I thought you said the Jews start all the wars, so Hitler was –
They do start all the wars.
And then folks that think Jews run everything, they say Hitler was a Jew, right?
There's been talk that he could have had a Jewish grandmother. Yes, that's true.
You know all the anti-Jew folks. They think I'm Jewish.
I wouldn't be surprised. They want to always pin everything. They want to smear. They control the media. They want to twist things. And I'd like to say one more thing, Mr. Jones. Whenever the Jews want to neutralize someone, they cry anti-Semitism. They say this person's an anti-Semite, this person's a Jew hater, but they never go to the next step. And the next step is, why is someone anti-Semitic? Why does the world hate us? And they don't go there because they're afraid what they're going to find, that they're behind all the wars, the revolutions, that they control the media, that they control Hollywood, that they control American Israel Public Affairs Committee. And that's all these boys that are in Walter Reed Army Hospital. No arms, no legs, paralyzed, blinded. We're fighting the war for the Zionists. And the Zionists don't care how many American boys get killed or injured.
All right, Scott.
Don't care.
You didn't censor your call. You got said on air, right?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, because another big thing that the anti-Catholics and the anti-Jew groups, they just say it's all fake callers and everybody he interviews is a fake actor and the guy that threw coffee on him is an actor. Well, every deadbeat liberal is an actor or a comedian. Yeah, it does turn out the guy does roller derby or something. You know, that's a real guy that threw coffee on me. This is not staged is what I'm saying. There's no teleprompter in here. Look, I'm not even sick of that. So I don't mind being trolled, except we're not controlled. There aren't any Jews giving us orders or running things around here. And in my experience, it's just like every other group. It's a bunch of people with different views, and some people are politically involved, and some aren't, and some are liberal, and some are communists, and some are conservatives, and some are... Seems like a lot of Jews I know are Christians and are at church three nights a week, and, you know... It's just very, very frustrating. I just don't know what to say to it, and I don't screen your calls. And then the media says that I meant white supremacists. And then the white supremacists say, I work for Israel. And it's just a load of crap. You know, I'd like to go to Israel someday. I'm told it's amazing, the history there. But if I go to Israel, and this won't stop me, I may still go, they'll say I went there to get my orders. I want to go to Russia. And, you know, because of political correctness, in the next year, I'm going to Israel and I'm going to Russia. But I'm going to go to both. I'm going to go to one for a week and the other a week to just make the point that I'm not going to be bullied. I don't work for Israel. I don't work for the Vatican. I don't work for the Russians. I want free market and a future and prosperity and justice and not to have a nuclear war. Now, Leanne McAdoo did a great job during the hurricane. She'll be with us a little bit in the next hour. You can follow her on Twitter at Leanne McAdoo. She's right outside Tampa where the main brunt of Hurricane Irma hit. We've got a lot of B-roll we're going to be rolling for TV viewers, radio listeners. It's posted up on Infowars.com. I want to get into Irma because now all these nursing homes finding dead people and still empty shelves. One of my crew members has a father, lives in Florida, retired. He sent her, in fact, I meant to get it in my phone, photos of Walmart and of grocery stores totally empty. I've never seen footage where there's nothing in the stores. So Leanne McAdoo joining us, then we'll ride shotgun into DACA and into other subjects. But since you've been holding during that last caller, Leanne, what do you think of DACA? What do you think of what Trump's done so far?
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry. I just can't wrap my mind around the fact that the Jews created a hurricane. I'm sorry.
You didn't know that?
I'm boggled right now. Well, you know, I've got to say, because I've been dealing with this hurricane the last week, we still don't have internet here, so I've kind of been relishing in the fact I haven't been bombarded with all the news that's going on. So I really don't even know if the stuff has hit the fan. I saw everything going on at least last week with DACA, and you know, I think it was very smart of President Trump to do this. First of all, he did away with it and said, look, this isn't the president's place to rewrite the immigration law. We're going to do away with that and now put it back in the hands of Congress so that these representatives who have been campaigning on this for at least, you know, decades, these same politicians campaigning on immigration reform and, oh, we're going to be here to save you, they haven't done anything. It was actually President Obama coming in and, you know, making an executive order that finally did something, even though that's not the way we do things in this country. But Trump said, look, Congress, you guys have been campaigning on this for decades. This is what you're telling all of, you know, vote for me and I'll get this immigration reform passed. And then you never do it. Well, now is your chance to prove to these constituents that you're out there campaigning every single campaign year, now's the time to show them that you really mean what you say. And, you know, I think it was smart of him because he nullified this argument that he is, you know, white supremacist, that he's going to deport, you know, people's grandmothers and things like that. He was able to nullify that kind of argument to say, look, let's go ahead and be smart about this. So I think that kind of took away some of their power in 2018. And, you know, as far as doublespeak, I think this was a good, you know, I know personally dreamers or people that were brought here into this country. One of my good friends, actually, you know, her mom, when she was pregnant, took her across the border. She had the baby in Mexico and then walked her back across the border. She doesn't have documentation in either country. She's not a Mexican citizen. She's not a U.S. citizen.
So these are like placeless people. And instead of them being a political football, he did what he said. He killed it. And now he put it back to Congress exactly and said, you people start doing your job. Haven't we always said that Congress should stop kicking everything to the president and turning it into this imperial office? They now have to put up or shut up. So instead, they're misrepresenting what Trump said. And I'm not just defending Trump. I'm not an apologist for Trump. But I remember during the campaign, he said, you can't have an executive order. You can't have a bunch of criminals and felons and people that are rapists, you know, here saying they're dreamers. I'm going to kill that act and then make Congress reform it. He's doing exactly what he said. That's all he's ever done. And I'm not here to just kiss up to the president. I'm kissing up to the truth, Leanne.
Right. And we need immigration reform. And I think, you know, David Knight's talked about this a lot. You have to do away with the incentives that make people want to come here illegally, you got to wait 5 years before you can get put on the welfare roll. Things like that. Things that are going to deter people from thinking they could just come here, drop their kid off, and then become citizens of this country, or that their kid...
Exactly. He's killing the anchor baby deal. I forgot that. He said, yeah, I want it where you don't get welfare for 5 years. I mean, it's a lot of real reform that's really pragmatic and very, very fair, Leanne. What's funny is, versus the rhetoric you hear about Trump, when you actually listen to Trump and what he actually does, it's very pragmatic.
Right. And that's what I think, you know, if people would just give him a chance and give this whole thing a chance. I mean, yeah, I don't like to see him making deals in the back room with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, but, you know, at the same time, I think it's also one of those things to just let these rhinos know, Paul Ryan and others, like, look, I'm not going to be yanked around by either of you. I think, you know, to go in there and say, look, I really want to work. I do want to have bipartisan support in Congress and be able to work with Congress in a bipartisan way. So it's constantly just playing people off of each other and then rolling out and giving your press conference about why you weren't able to accomplish the things that you...
That's right. Exactly. And all that stalling's ending. Leanne, stay there. I want to talk about, is the power on? What's happening? Looks like there's no gas or food from the videos that we're rolling in the background. We'll be back. We'll also talk to Paul and Dennis and others.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today. North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we're here live. Continue with your phone calls here in a moment. Paul Watson's coming up from London, England, the bottom of the next hour. Leanne's riding shotgun with us into the next hour. Reporter for Infowars.com, covering things there in Florida. She's been off Skype for days, finally has power back in some areas, able to charge her phone. She's been at the shelter, been there taking care of her grandmother. Just amazing. This new story's up on Infowars.com by Kit Daniels. UK officials focus on Trump's tweets more than terror. CNN started this morning saying he shouldn't have said it was terror before it was official. He said that about 15 minutes after Scotland Yard said it was terror. And now they've turned the whole thing around in the news that Trump is bad in his response to the terror attack. Just anything to change the subject. But I was talking to Matt during the break, one of the producers. He said, look, it's a no-lose for the Democrats. They get to say it's all the race narrative and Trump's KKK. You know, if he tries to deport all these people that are here illegally. And then if he does come in, kill DACA, try to reform it, make it fair. Because I don't think anybody wants to deport somebody who's been here 25 years, got a college degree, came here when they were 1 year old. Just get them to the fast track, get them documentation. Then the Democrats still win that way. I just don't like the pity parties and the burning the hats and just the drama. That's how leftists act when they're making stuff up. I mean, it is just crazy. And if you want to burn your Make America Great hats, that's fine. But you desert Trump at this juncture, it's going to create a vacuum, and the Democrats are going to be able to basically take control. We need to keep moving forward, look at the accomplishments we've had, get more independent Republicans elected, take over the Republican Party. That's what they're scared of in all the white papers. That's what the Bilderberg Group's scared of. That's what the Times of London and Atlantic Monthly and the Globalist and George Soros, that's what leaks out of their bipartisan meetings is that. Leanne McAdoo.
Yes, Alex, you know, I think Matt is totally right. It's going to be a win either way, but we do have to be smart about it. And just, you know, the personal anecdote that I shared with my friend personally, you know, she, as a baby, was taken across the border, taken back, doesn't have papers in either country, but her brother does. Her brother is a U.S. citizen. I guess the parents figured out a different way to do it. Those parents have abandoned her, by the way. She doesn't even know her parents. But there's a lot of people in this country that have a similar situation where they might not be a U.S. citizen, but their brother or sister is. Can you imagine if Trump all of a sudden starts rounding up and deporting people? But your brother's fine. Your brother
can't. Oh, that will trigger the race war. That will trigger the whole breakdown that George Soros wants.
Right. I mean, that's so dangerous. This is not a black and white issue.
And that's why Trump is following the real national security advice of some smart people to really get the criminals out, really get the bad eggs out, create a new immigration system, stabilize it, make it easier for legal people and super hard for illegals, because that's what the Democrats want. They want that permanent underclass. We're going to come back in 70 seconds with Leanne McAdoo on the hurricane. I'm going to go right to Paul, right to Dennis. We'll get more stories of what she went through right outside Tampa. And more in the third hour. Paul Watson's coming up as well. Mike Cernovich is hosting the fourth hour. Before we go any further, briefly, please support InfoWars. We make it so easy with the best Patriot apparel, the best supplements, the best durable foods, the best air filtration and water filtration, the very best. I just go out and find it, buy them in bulk, and give me the lowest price. Alexa Pure Breeze, $200. Great air filtration system. Ion filters, you name it. It's got three other filters inside as well. Carbon. The list goes on and on. Those are $200. And we've got big sales on the Caveman for 50% off. The Bone Broth Formula, the True Paleo. That's going to have to end in a couple days. We've got the 50% off the high-quality fluoride-free Super Blue toothpaste and mouthwash. That's going to have to end. Take advantage of these big sales. But the one that's got to end in the next 24 hours, I was just told earlier, is the 50% off on high-quality, storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase makes it all possible, so we salute you. We're excited about freedom. We're winning. We're taking the country and the world back. We are the InfoWar. Today. As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors